Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. It is a pleasure to have you listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Love Letters. Hatred, guilt, and enmity are hard to bear. When hatred, guilt, and enmity settle in, human relationships are shattered, communication breaks down, and doors become locked. Hatred, guilt, and enmity do not only make life bitter and miserable, but can be health-consuming and lead to despair, to crime, and worst of all, to death. Hatred, guilt, and enmity, so common everywhere, call for love, for reconciliation, for peace, for life. Do you believe in love, reconciliation, peace, and life? Are they possible in the real world, or do they belong to a world of dreams? In our last study, we developed the theme, Justified by Faith in Jesus Christ. We have seen that sinners are accepted by God not by becoming nice people or doing good deeds, but sinners are accepted by God through faith in Jesus Christ. Trusting in Jesus Christ and holding fast to his sacrifice on the cross makes sinners right with God. Faith in Jesus Christ is counted to sinners' righteousness, and this opens the way to overcome hatred, guilt, and enmity. Join me as we are going to reflect today on the theme, God's great gifts of peace and life. Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11.
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
I am sure you have done a number of good things to family members, friends, neighbors, and perhaps to people you didn't know. We tend to be good to people who are good to us. We are inclined to love and to help those who love and help us. Occasionally, perhaps we go a little farther and donate for charities, and consequently, our donations reach people we have never met. After all, we think there are people out there who are desperately in need, and we have pity on them. It is also true that there are plenty of stories of heroes who risk their lives to rescue the lives of loved ones or even the lives of strangers who found themselves in great danger. You may remember a story of a father who jumped in treacherous waters to rescue his little son from drowning. You may remember a story of a mother who ran in the middle of the night through risky streets in the hope to get some help for her dying baby. You may remember a story of a firefighter who did not fear the flames and the heat to break through a door in order to rescue trapped victims. Doing good and helping good people is quite common. However, do you think you would be keen to risk your life to rescue the life of an enemy of yours? Can you picture yourself giving shelter and food to a criminal who injured seriously a member of your family? Certainly not. That would mean raising the bar too high. Hatred and enmity hold us back. Revenge would be our natural response to an enemy. The Apostle Paul puts it this way: one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. In general, humans are reluctant to make a sacrifice for others. A few people might be willing to die for a person who seems particularly righteous or for a person who has done them some good. But these are rare cases. In contrast to human beings, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ sacrificed his life for us while we were his enemies, while we hated him, while we opposed him and deserved his wrath. Why did he do that? The answer is because God loves us. God is love in his essence. Loving is God's supreme business, and that includes loving his enemies. That's what makes God completely different compared to human beings. God's love excels all human virtues. God's love goes the extra mile. In his excelling love, God gave his very Son, Jesus Christ, not only to risk his life, but to give up his life on the cross for his enemies, for me and for you. Thanks to God's love shown in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our sins and guilt have been blotted out. Jesus' righteousness covered our unrighteous human nature and our unrighteous deeds. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. Hatred, guilt, and enmity have been removed. By faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is one of the great gifts of God. Peace gives us free access to God. Since hatred, guilt, and enmity have been completely removed, the believer in Jesus Christ stands now in a positive relationship with God, a relationship of confidence, as of children with their dear Father. From this peaceful relationship with God flow other precious gifts. The Apostle Paul says, "We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Because we are in peace with God, our future has been secured. We don't need to despair thinking about unbearable challenges we may face tomorrow. We don't need to picture the future as if it was a black hole which is going to swallow us up. We can joyfully look into the future. We can be certain that God has prepared glorious and eternal life in heaven for us. The gift of God's peace also gives a positive perspective of our daily life here and now. The Apostle Paul puts it this way: "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." The Apostle is not suggesting that a Christian likes to suffer, as if advocating a morbid view of life. No, sufferings are never welcome. What the Apostle is saying is that a Christian accepts suffering because it has a meaningful purpose, a divine purpose. As God helps us through suffering, He teaches endurance. He develops character in us, and He gives us hope. A Bible scholar sums it up in the following way. We naturally seek to avoid pain and suffering. Yet there are times when suffering is unavoidable. Focused on Christ, suffering, death, and resurrection, we know that suffering is not the whole story. God will use afflictions for our good and to bless others. He will keep His promises, and we will overcome our sufferings by faith. We will be back after a short break. Please stay with us.
Let's find out why people go to Bible studies.
They really help me to understand what the passage is all about.
To understand all that the passages mean.
Being with other people and discussing various verses.
Because it gives me a chance to get deeper into God's Word and to think out what I really believe.
Pastor, why are Bible studies important?
Bible study is so important because we go to God's Word because He speaks to us through it.
Through the study of the Bible, God provides comfort and guidance for life. Go to Lutheran.co.uk to find the Lutheran church that is closest to you and join your local Lutheran Bible study group.
Bible study, great food, great fellowship, and you even get to learn a little bit about God.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We are reflecting on Paul's letter to the Romans. We have seen that God grants us His precious gift of peace. Now we would like to explore God's gift of life. Let us listen to the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21.
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was the type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. If, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
There are two main characters cited in the text, Adam and Jesus Christ. Adam, in a certain sense, foreshadows Christ. On the other hand, Christ is referred to as the second Adam. The Apostle Paul leaves it plainly clear that one act of Adam produced global results affecting all human beings. So also one act of Jesus Christ avails for all human beings. First, let us concentrate on Adam and how his act affects us and all people. Here is a little story to illustrate the point. A certain farmer loved very much his barley field and put every effort in to care for it, expecting in return a generous crop. But then a plague appeared on the plants which would destroy the crop if nothing was done. So the farmer decided to pulverize the field with a powerful chemical product in order to kill the plague. Having done the job, the farmer inadvertently washed the vessels he had used for the chemical product in a nearby river. He didn't follow the instructions and didn't realize the poisoning power of the product. Shortly after, all fish, big and small, and every kind of water animals appeared floating on the water. They had been poisoned. One stupid act of one man affected all creatures in the river and caused all of them to die. In a similar way, that's what happened with Adam and his descendants. Adam transgressed God's command not to eat from the forbidden fruit. He sinned. He broke away from God. He called many consequences upon himself in his earthly life, and most importantly, his sin caused him to die. However, Adam's transgression did not only affect him. Adam's transgression affected deadly all humanity. The children of Adam inherited the sinful nature of their father. This sinful nature was passed on to the future generations in an unending process affecting also you, me, and our children. As a result, all human beings, with no exception, are sinful. And what are the consequences of sin? There are many, but the most significant one is death. Physical death, and death in the sense of eternal separation from God, condemnation in hell. The Apostle Paul says, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Thankfully, the story does not end here. There is a second Adam, Jesus Christ, whose act of righteousness turns death over and generates the gift of life. God had compassion on humanity doomed to death and sent a second Adam, his son Jesus Christ, into the world. Being God of very God, Jesus was righteous, led a righteous life, and accomplished righteous deeds. Out of indescribable love, Jesus fulfilled God's love in our place. He suffered the punishment of our sins. He endured the death we earn. And he rose from the grave to bring life and immortality to us. Jesus' act of righteousness, that is, his suffering, death, and resurrection, reconciles sinners to God and leads to eternal life. Through faith in Jesus Christ, the precious gift of life is yours. Whenever we listen to and meditate on God's love letters, we are never dismissed empty-handed. On the contrary, God's excelling love fills us with his free gifts. Take with you and rejoice in God's precious gifts of peace and life. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I am pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. To find out more about the Lutheran Church in Plymouth, go to www.stpeterslutherans.co.uk. Welcome to our Sunday services at 11 a.m. and our Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 p.m. We will be back at the same time next week to continue reflecting on love letters. We hope you will join us to reflect on the theme, Free from Sin to Live to God. Should you have any questions or comments on our studies of love letters, please write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Note also that the podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find Program, and select Love Letters. Please stay tuned into Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. God bless and keep you.